Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, there was a wild one last night, Monday Night Football. Boy, the Browns did not get a Manning cast for their Monday night game. They did not get anything special. They did treat the world to an amazingly entertaining game. The Bengals and Cowboys not only got a Manning cast, they also got a Simpsons cast.
I'm watching this right now.
And there was a wild turn of events here because there was a punt block with the game tied.
Hart's back at running back right now. Second and one.
The Cowboys end up just giving the ball back to the Bengals after overzealous dude tried to recover after the punt block, and it went through his arms, and the Bengals ended up getting it, and they go down the field, and they score, and they win the game. But
Carumba, a nice shovel pass to Drew Sample, but it got snuffed out. Well done by the Cowboy defense.
Well, Kenny,
I'm sorry.
I got to say, me and the wife gave this about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, come on. This is fun.
Bed.
This is fun stuff.
We turned it on, and I said, okay, they got a lot of writers. They got a lot of help on this. I wasn't exactly sure who the audience was for. Maybe Daryl. Because I think Daryl gave a whole review of it.
Children. It's for children.
Do children...
For kids like my son.
Does he watch a lot of Simpsons?
Oh, who, Axel? Oh, Axel watches his ass off of Simpsons.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, the old classics. Yeah.
Did they have
I don't know that my kids have ever watched it.
Yeah, I don't think most kids have.
Oh, no. Last night, he got home from wrestling. And he wanted to watch The Simpsons, and I was going to turn on the alternate broadcast. I went, ah, to hell with it. I got to go to bed. And so they love The Simpsons. Like the old, the Treehouse of Horror stuff they like. The one where Bart shoplifts Bone Storm, buy me Bone Storm or go to hell. The See My Vest with the puppies. I mean, you think of the old Simpsons episodes. I mean, some of the really good ones. Yeah, they love them. Who Shot Mr. Burns? Two-parter.
That's interesting. I would have assumed with all the other content out there that maybe they're invested in the classics. Because, I mean, that show was on for 23 years, the 23 seasons of The Simpsons.
Ooh, great
anyway.
Stop. DeMarvian overshown in the Simpsons universe. Sorry.
Well, they had a full cast doing the game play by play. I think it was former partner of Dustin Fox's, Drew Carter. Mm. Paired up with Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and they were clearly reading lines that were written for them to incorporate the Simpsons characters. Do we have one of the plays?
Here is the go-ahead touchdown from last night.
Bart will throw. It's Lisa. Puts her foot in the ground. Leaves her dad in the dust. And says, if anyone needs me, I'll be in the end zone. Touchdown, Cincinnati. Bart to Lisa. 40 yards.
I just can't imagine anybody gave this more than 5 minutes. Am I wrong here?
No, I think you're wrong. I think they got a lot of stuff going on in the end zone and stuff. Like right now, I'm watching the first quarter. There's a classic bit. You remember the time where Sideshow, but one of the many times Sideshow Bob tries to kill Bart,
yeah,
and they gets him on the houseboat. Well, they just showed this thing where they did the rake gag where he kept stepping on the rake and hitting himself in the face and going, duh, 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 duh. They're showing that in the end zone.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, instead of like Moe's Tavern, they had Moe's Juice Bar.
Well, you can't be showing the booze there. Duff is not a corporate sponsor of the NFL.
During a football game, you can't talk about alcohol.
No. but Duff, too big of a reach. Duff isn't a corporate sponsor of the NFL. They're not official partner of the NFL.
The NFL does have rules against players actively promoting alcohol brands.
They did show what I didn't like, though, is they did show Sideshow Bob in the stands, and he is a known terrorist many times.
Oh, that's very true.
I mean, he threatened to blow up Springfield with an atomic bomb.
Yeah, come on.
Bomb ended up being a dud.
Where is the decency? But that's what I mean. Kenny, you were a diehard Simpsons fan. Did you give this a try?
Not live.
That's what
I'm doing it right now, and I'm kind of having fun with it.
That's what I mean. Who was the audience last night that stuck with that for more than 5 minutes? If you were, let me know. I would love to know and tell me how it went, because you're not seeing the actual football game. For those that were, maybe we're not doing a good job of explaining, they're not showing you the actual football game. You're not seeing CeeDee Lamb run up and down to make great plays and Joe Burrow. You're seeing cartoons.
That's a good point.
Like a video game.
Like in the Nickelodeon ones, isn't it just like the football game, but
you're
they're
a normal
showing
football
they
game.
Shoot slime into the end zone.
Yeah. That's fun. This is all CGI. Yeah. This is all like, they look like giant bobbleheads running around. I see Jermaine Pratt
running the same patterns as that was happening on
the
field.
You know what? Honestly, I don't think so. And that's what I mean. You're not getting the real football here at all.
If it was fourth and one and the Browns were involved, you would see Mo just, you know, sprint out to the side instead of going straight forward.
Is he the Kadarius Toney in the situation?
They got Homer in the gun, who's actually played football in a Simpsons episode. We got Homer in the gun here. On second and six from the Cincinnati 33-yard line. Out pattern this is! Caught by CeeDee Lamb in a first down. Went right over the top. That Bengals secondary has been difficult to deal with all year. They've had problems all season. A big first down from Homer Simpson.
Well, especially on the road in Shelbyville. I mean, come on, Kenny. Meanwhile, Kevin Stefanski.
Whole glass of turnip juice.
Kevin Stefanski yesterday made it very clear at the start of his press conference that he was sticking with Jameis Winston. Here's why.
For me and for us, we're just going to continue to do everything we can to play better. I think we can play better on offense. Certainly as a team, we can play better. But really the focus is making sure that we put our guys in position to find a way to win.
Anybody that heard us yesterday, and people were apparently really annoyed with us that we were suggesting about at all that there could be, you know, a change at quarterback down the stretch for evaluation purposes. You have a fifth-round pick who's started three games. I think maybe the fan base just assumes he's terrible, either because he's an Andrew Berry pick or because he's a fifth-rounder. I don't know. I found it very interesting yesterday, but I did not think they were going to make a change this week, given the Kansas City defense. Oh, and are they ranked number?
They've fallen off a little bit. Yeah, their efficiency rating, I think, is still top 10, but They've not been what they were the first six
weeks. It is a very, very good defense, though.
They have a ton of pass rushers that are going to get after it. Yeah,
but they have thrown DTR to the Wolves before. I mean, they've had no problem doing that.
Yeah, well, he's famously been thrown to the Wolves
They definitely have not protected him.
Is that why they're waiting?
The way that maybe some organizations would a fifth-round pick.
Is that why they're waiting, then?
I don't know.
They're like, well, we'll give you an extra week to get ready for the Bengals. Yeah. We'll give you 2 weeks to get ready for the Bengals. Remember, that game's not on Thursday. That game's on a Sunday. That game has been flexed.
That one.
Yeah, so you get an extra week, and then we'll have Jameis Winston play against Kansas City. That defense is better than the Bengals, but
sure.
Even though there's no, it's all NFL football. There's no gimmies.
All right, that's it for About Last Night.
All right, fantastic as always. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.